Hello to all of you lovelies on GWA. I am down for that. And I am sure that most of you probably have no clue who I am. So let me start with just a brief recap to catch you up with everyone else. I will suffocate you with boobs, I will wake you up with a blowjob, and I will lust after your wife. So now we're caught up. I realize that that really wasn't much to go off of for most people. Most people would like to know more. So I thought it would be fun to jump in and do this awesome questionnaire that Sinful Stella has made. I love that name, by the way. And it's called the Sinful Stella's Sexy, Scary, Silly Halloween Questionnaire, which is the absolute perfect title. And yeah, so I am psyched to do this. I've got my strawberry ale. I've got some ghost cookies and some Halloween candy. So I am super ready to go. So, why don't we start with the first question, which is completely obvious and may have some of you guys hating me, which is, what zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? I don't watch The Walking Dead. I know, boo, hiss, whatever. But as far as pop culture, which zombie would I fuck? It would totally have to be Zombie Ed from Shaun of the Dead. I mean, have you guys seen his ape impression? I mean, that has to be some kind of, like, primal mating call. Had that show been any more realistic, he probably would have been beating off the chicks with a bat, which they actually ended up doing in the movie, but for different reasons. So, question two. You are at Cape... If I can talk right. I've had too many beers, apparently. You are at Camp Crystal Lake, and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Lucky me. There is nothing like being able to fuck before you die. Where do the two of you fuck? Well, yet another movie that I haven't seen, so I don't know if this is, like, something that you would have to know the scene in order to get, but if I knew that I was going to die, that he was after me and going to kill me, I would be fucking on the roof, because if I'm going to fuck for the last time ever, it's going to be somewhere awesome, and the roof is awesome because you're outside. You're high up, so you could see if Jason is somewhere ready to kill you. I don't know. Seemed like a good thing to me. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? I would not be afraid to go to sleep, but I would probably have some trouble finding time to go to sleep. Because that would be pretty awesome. I'm pretty sure Freddy Krueger would become the most popular of horror out there. Yeah. Kind of wish I had a laugh track. It feels really awkward to be sitting in your bedroom, half naked, drinking beer, and telling horrible jokes and puns, and having no one laugh at you except yourself. Which makes me realize I should probably get a better life, but whatever. You guys are awesome. You'll support me in this, right? Hopefully. So, next question. You are stuck in an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum. Hey, back to question two, being stuck at Camp Crystal Lake, and I'm about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills me, I would totally run to the nearest abandoned, haunted, insane asylum. Totally. And we would fuck there, because if horror movies have served me correctly, that's where you go, right? You run to the nearest, most dangerous place. So anyway, so I'm stuck in abandoned and haunted insane asylum. I've had sex with one of the camp counselors there, but he's probably not doing it for me. So now someone else is coming to save me. Who would I hope it is? It would either be the Ghostbusters, the Winchesters, or Buffy Summers. I hate the Ghostbusters. I know, more boo hiss. God, everyone's gonna hate me after this. But they just drive me insane. The Winchesters, no, they freak me the fuck out. But Buffy Summers, okay, if this camp counselor isn't doing anything for me, then hell yes. I'm gonna have Buffy Summers come rescue me. That girl is fucking hot. And what would even be better is if Angel came with her, because then we could have a fucking amazing threesome, and I would probably die happy as Jason carves the living shit out of us. Oh, man. I'm starting to get hot. Alright, so, number 5. I was a little confused as to what the question was. It was the one that says, fuck, marry, kill, and then there are pairings. So, I'm just gonna go ahead and just make up rules, and I'm just going to assign one of those terms to each person. Fuck, marry, or kill. So, first one is Pinhead, and I would kill the fuck out of him. Holy crap. That is a thing of nightmares right there. I wouldn't even have a second thought. The ghost girl from The Grudge, fuck. I would fuck her. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway. Candyman. I don't know, I might fuck him too. Yeah, I'd fuck him. Carrie, I would marry. She seems like potential marriage material. I don't know why, but she just does. Pennywise, I'd kill. Mostly because I don't know who that is, and so therefore I would have no trust, and so I would just kill her. And the Queen Alien seems like someone of serious authority, so I would probably marry and fuck some, and then kill to inherit the throne. Seems good, right? Next question is, do you get turned on by fear? That is a definite yes. And I actually, it kind of went back to, like, masturbating in my bedroom and hoping that, you know, nobody would walk in. It wasn't, like, incest situation, but, like, I don't know. It just, the idea of potentially getting caught is a huge turn on. And so that has kind of led to some public moments, I guess. Like leaving my window open. I've had fantasies, actually, of people, like, coming to my door and seeing me masturbate and then wanting some. It would never happen, but I don't know. It seems like a good thing at the time. So, yeah. It's the first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Do you chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or do you do something completely different? I would want to go find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away, but I'm a little bit of a, I don't know what you would call that. I can be a little bit of a saint in situations like that. So I would probably chain myself up so I don't hurt anyone and then fantasize about the hot piece of werewolf ass that I could be fucking the night away with. And then I would probably get depressed, and then I would probably hate myself. It's a sad, sad thing. Anyway, out of my spiraling doom, what's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? I have done a Roman candle war naked, which isn't exactly sexual, so I don't think I get the bonus points, but whatever. It was awesome. It was cold as fuck, by the way, because I did this in Minnesota, and that's a bad, bad idea. I don't recommend it. If you do, I would recommend it more towards, like, you know, the 4th of July, when it's actually warm out. Yeah, that would probably go over a little better. What character in a horror movie would you be? And these are the jock who gets offed in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, or the male hero lead. I am not a jock in any way, shape, or form. I played tennis once for, like, a week. And I wouldn't necessarily get off in the first half hour because I'm really good at finding hiding spots, so I would last at least 45 minutes. The Scream Queen, for those of you who have listened to my audio, you would know that that is not me. I am very, very quiet. In fact, this whole experience in GMA is to get me more vocal. I do a lot of breath play with myself, so I hold my breath, which in turn does not allow me to make much noise, which in turn is not so great for the person listening. So, trying to, change that. So, and the same goes when I'm in a scary situation. If somebody scares the living shit out of me, I do not scream. I will gasp, and I will freeze. But I don't scream. The male hero lead, seeing as I do not have a penis, that does not really help much. And I highly doubt I'm going to be the hero. And with my luck, I will probably end up being the quote-unquote badass, you know, the one who finds a really good hiding spot, who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, because that's how I roll. My karma just fucks me in the ass all the time. And she would totally make me wait till the very end. It'd be like The Mist, you know, when the guy, like, kills all the other family members and then gets out and, like, oh, yay, now the army came to save us, like, right after I just shot these people in the face. Yeah. That would be me. I'd shoot myself, and then help would arrive, because, you know, karma would be like, oh, hey, guys, come on. She just killed herself. Now you can go. Cue the help. So, anyway, next question. A warlock has cast a spell, turning you into what you've dressed up as for Halloween. I'm going to actually stop this question there, and I'm not going to allow myself to choose one, because what I am actually dressing up as for Halloween, and yes, I still do dress up, I actually, let me just start off by saying that I am a huge nerd, I am a huge proud nerd, I own my nerdness, and I am a frequenter at a local game shop, and I just recently got, this is the first year that I'm gonna wear it, and I'm super psyched, I actually got a replica of the chief medical officer costume from Star Trek The Next Generation. So I'm going to be wearing that. I even bought a medical tricorder, like one of the toy ones that make noises. Like, I should probably be ashamed to admit this, but I am, like, psyched for Halloween this year. And I really, really, really hope that this would happen, because if I turn into what I'm dressed up as for Halloween, I hope that I end up on the Enterprise, because, honest to God, I would be chasing Picard and Troy for ass, like, the whole time. I want a foursome, like, me, Picard, and Troy. And then it would have to be Riker, too, because he would probably jump in anyway, since he can't keep his penis in his pants anyway, but... And that's probably the only way I would get Troy in it. Anyway, nerd off. We're good. I'm fine. Let's move on. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? And it is not a Star Trek uniform. You are welcome. It actually differs. Because my personality changes depending on who I'm with, at least sexually in the bedroom. I am incredibly dominant with females, and I am incredibly submissive with males. And so that kind of goes along with what I like. I absolutely love the, like, the schoolgirl look, like, especially, like, the Japanese schoolgirl thing going on. That's incredibly sexy to me. For guys, though, God, and I just remembered this, and I wish I could find where it was. There was, I can't think of what his name is, shit. there was a guy who did an audio as, like, a pirate captain. And for guys, it's the pirate. Like, that's the thing. Like, Johnny Depp is a pirate, is incredibly sexy. Johnny Depp is anything else, is not. But Johnny Depp as a pirate is sexy, and... oh, damn it, I can't find it. Anyway, so, yeah, whoever you are awesome. You, like, completely turned me on in every way possible. I love you for that. So, yeah, that's the male side to that. Next question is, would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? Yes, I would. And would you watch or join in? I would watch. I wouldn't join in because I live in a very rural area with, just questionable people. And so, yeah, but I would have no problem whatsoever standing there and watching you because I'm creepy like that. So this next question is probably my favorite of all of them. It's you and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies, which is hilarious and really depressing because my friend from childhood is actually dead. So it would probably figure that I'd probably be a zombie by now anyway, but we'll roll with it. So your friend trips over their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you risk your life and maybe save them? Do you pretend you didn't notice they fell and just keep running? Your friend may get back up and be just fine. Or the last one, which is actually what I would do because this is fucking hilarious and so true. Stop and turn back. Look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. Your friend's hand stretches out to you, eyes pleading for help. You think, fuck this, I never really liked that friend to begin with. And then you turn away and run as your former friend is overtaken by the horde, their screams filling the air. You now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies. God, that was beautiful. Oh man, that made me smile. So yeah, that is totally what I would do. Like I said, I am a saint, so I would actually stop and turn back and look at them. But my will to survive would just tell me to fuck off and run because they're going to be dead. They're not going to remember anyway, so they can't hold it against me, so who cares? So yeah, so for the last, she had some general GMA questions, which I will kind of just clump together. Most of you probably know I am new on here. I've only been here for a couple days, and so I don't know everyone that well, but I have seriously been enjoying all of the audio that I have listened to. Thank you everyone who has listened to my audio, who has commented, who has, PM'd me. You guys are fucking amazing, and you make my day. Keep it up. And as far as, like, what I'm looking forward to, I'm just looking forward to really getting to listen to everyone and seeing, you know, how much more talent there is. Like, I keep clicking on all these links and listening to them, and, like, everyone just continues to blow me away. You guys are awesome. And a shout out to Hard and Long for starting this whole thing. He is absolutely amazing in every way, shape, and form. So, thank you so much. And yeah, so if you guys have made it this far in my audio, that means that you guys are probably my only diehard friends, so yay you! Bonus points for anyone who made it here. Awesome. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Next time I will definitely get a laugh track so it's not quite so awkward, and then you guys can laugh along with me, and then you can boo when I try to force all my awesome puns to be just that more awesome. So yeah, thanks, and I will definitely do something like this again if you guys enjoyed it.